Welcome to the Saturday edition of Squawk 1200 on Air Adventure 2025. I'm Fareed Guillot.
I'm Michael Stromberg.
Today it's another kind of a humid day, but a little cooler. It's going to get up to a high of about 84 degrees, which I guess that's not that fun.
No, it's cooler. I could do cooler.
Calling for some light rain this evening. Hopefully it's just light enough that we can still do the night air show. And then tomorrow, clear skies, a high of 76. So it should be nice and pleasant for that last day. I'd like to put in a pitch for Cleared for Departure, which is from 10 to noon. It'll be myself and Eric White will be sitting on the announcer stand grading takeoffs as people leave on the last day of Air Adventure. So check us out for Cleared for Departure, 10 a.m. to noon on EAA Radio.
Later, we'll give out awards for the best takeoff?
We'll give them extra credit.
Extra credit. Excellent.
Later this hour, we'll talk for our pilot mental health segment with Counselor Kimberly Williams-Nyberg about her medical journey. Also, Kenneth Kranz will drone on at the end of the hour. And we'll also talk with Mary Wanke, who represents A-Wing, an organization that promotes gender equality in aviation space and defense. But first, our next guest can't vote, might be able to drive, but we are sure he could fly. Sullivan Vandervoort gave himself a grand birthday present when he turned 16 by soloing 13 different aircraft on the same day. Sullivan, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
That's very impressive.
Yeah. Now, we wouldn't say don't try this at home because it took a lot of coordination, right?
It did. Yeah, it was a lot. The lead up for it, it was about 60 hours in the month or two before it, and that was over six different instructors and obviously those 13 airplanes.
And these 13 airplanes were all based at the airport you're at? Did you have to kind of roam around a little bit? Where are you based? Let's start with that. Where are we based?
We're at Pella, Iowa, KPEA. Most of the airplanes did come from Pella. There was one or two that were out of there. Actually, I think just one.
Okay. That's Eastern Iowa, right?
Yeah, South Central.
South Central. Okay. Very good. And so these are just mostly people that kind of got caught up in your quest?
Yeah, the original goal was 10. Between some of the airplanes, we run a flight school, we run an FBO. Five of the airplanes are rentable. Anyone can fly those airplanes. Some of them are personal and some of them are friends. We originally thought 10 was the goal, so I could do 11. And then towards the end, people kind of started throwing me keys, and it ended up being 13.
So what are all the airplanes that you managed to solo on that day?
I can do the list. I have them in order on what I
yes.
flew.
So, countdown. All right.
So the very first one was a 1946 Champ. It's one of my favorites. It's the airplane I did most of my learning in. Second was a 46 J3 Cub. A 1941 Myers OTW biplane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
A 1947 Cessna 120. 1947 Stinson 108, a dash 2. A Vans RV6. Taylorcraft L2. A Rans S21 outbound. A 7 GCBC Citabria. A Cessna 172 November. Cirrus SR20, SR22, and a Cherokee 140.
So of those 13, I count only about 5 tricycle gear airplanes.
Yep. Yeah, it was 4 to 9 was the count.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have, and that's at least back in the olden times, even before I started flying, you know, there was a lot of people started on tail draggers or conventional gear aircraft, and that was the majority of the training that you did.
Yeah. Yep. It was. I think they're more fun. I've been most of my flying was in the Champ. I did a lot. Did a little bit in the Skyhawk, did a little bit in the Cub. My first hours I ever logged were in the Cub. I would definitely say the most learning happened in the Champ.
And how old are you now?
16.
16, okay. So how long ago was it that you did this?
My 16th birthday, so it was May 26th, so this year.
Okay.
He's fresh.
Fresh. Yep.
But you probably have a lot more hours just because you spend all that time getting familiar with each of the airplanes.
Yeah, I'm at 248 hours. I'll cross 250 when I get home.
All right, so. There you go.
Nice, nice. So you're still can't be a pilot, a certificated private pilot at
yep.
this point because you still have to be 17.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that prep work are you just kind of saving for the end so it's more fresh for you before you turn 17?
I'd like to say I'm saving a little bit, but it's too much fun to fly. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm just flying as much as I can now.
But at 200 hours, it sounds like you've. What is your aviation formative year? It sounds like you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, my first hour I logged when I was 6 in the Cub.
Okay.
And that was the first time I could have full control and be really flying the airplane, actually receiving dual.
And you say your family has an FBO business?
We do. Yeah, we run Classic Aviation in Pella. So we have a flight school. We're a shop. We're a Sears service center. We do a lot of work there. And I work there as a line guy.
That's a good place for a young aviator to start,
is
on the line.
And we have, just at my airport alone, there's 4 or 5 16-year-olds that are working the line and learning to fly. So it's...
Nice. Do you have most of the people there learn to fly in the tailwheel, or is that more of a kind of a choice kind of thing?
It's a choice. Most of the people, our flight school, we have a Skyhawk and a Cherokee 140 and a Cherokee Warrior and an SR-20. But then we have the Citabria and the Cub that a lot of people like running in. And most people start in those, in the nose draggers, but then we'll get their tailwheel eventually.
The nose draggers, he said.
Yes.
The nose draggers. Okay.
Yes.
I see you how you are.
Yep, absolutely.
So the way your track is going on, Ryan, you'll have your commercial and your CFI by the time you're 18 then.
That's the goal.
All right.
And then what's your plan after that?
I'm not exactly sure yet. Definitely want to fly, definitely career pilot, but just now just kind of weighing my options and seeing what I like. But
yeah, there's lots of different options out, you know, there for flying, you know, whether it be flight instructing, you know, flying for the airlines, you know, Part 135. There are many fun things, and that's the fun part is you have many things to choose from.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you looked at towards anything specifically on what you would like to fly commercially?
I don't know yet. I think corporates would be cool. At our airport, we have a lot of corporate operations. Pella Windows has some airplanes, Vermeer Manufacturing. There's a bunch of different airplanes. So I'm used to seeing, you know, the Lears, the Citations, all that. And I always thought that'd be cool.
I did. You know, my thought coming out of college was to do airlines, but I ended up having a 10-year corporate career before I even got to the airlines. So
yeah.
It's been nice to kind of try all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now is a great time. There's so many options available, and you know, lots of people hiring. So that's the good news. Is you're coming at this at just the right time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is amazing.
We're speaking with Sullivan Vandervoort, who soloed 13 aircraft on his 16th birthday. His family has an FBO business in South Central Iowa. How often have you been here? And now that you have soloed, does it feel different?
This is my 15th Oshkosh. The only one I missed was the COVID year. So,
okay. Yeah.
Record's still
Everybody
doing good.
Everybody missed that year.
Yeah. Yep.
Not true. I flew it in just for fun because I could.
Right, you did that. Yeah.
So I was here. I'm representing.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everybody except Michael.
It wasn't nearly as much fun, but yes. I figured, you know, if I got to isolate myself, I'm going to do it in style.
There you go.
So, but yeah, it was kind of lonely out here. So
I'm thinking about your logbook, and I don't think there's enough of those empty blank endorsement squares in the back for you to. Although, again, me being an older seasoned pilot, I'm sure it's all electronic. Did you do electronic? Or do you have one of those classic logbooks?
It's not. My logbook, I need to update it in 4Flight, but my logbook is all paper.
Okay.
And we do have all 13 endorsements are sitting in there. Some are just paper endorsements, but they're all tied in there.
So. Okay.
It's pretty
fat,
yeah.
Your DPE is going to be like, okay, all right.
While you're waiting to finish, like, where you can legally take your private pilot check, right, are you starting to also work on your instrument training already?
Yep, that's the goal, is to try to do both, or and we'll see where it goes. But the goal is both, and then potentially multi. So
nice. And what multi aircraft are you have you flown some multi already?
Yep, I have. I think just under 5 multi hours in a Duchess. That
that's
our flight school has.
That's a familiar Duchess. Airplane, right?
I think we both got our multi in a Duchess.
Yes.
Back in
good
the
airplane for starting that out. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Of the airplanes that may have been available, which ones got away for this challenge?
Nothing really. I mean, there were some airplanes that were cool, and I think we could have pushed harder and obviously could have done a lot more airplanes, but the goal was safety and not to be, the goal was to be proficient.
I wanted to quick ask a question about that. This is not easy what this was done, and talk about your approach to make sure that it was a safe thing to do.
Yeah, and the goal was not to fly as many airplanes as possible. That was never the goal. The goal was to do more than 10, which is the goal I had set 6 months before. But the goal is to do that safely and be proficient in all the airplanes. Like I said, it was before last year at Oshkosh, I had 130 hours. And this year at Oshkosh, I doubled that. So my entire 9 years of flying in 1 year at the same time. It was a lot harder. And it was over 6 different instructors in all the airplanes. We wanted to be 100% sure there wasn't a thing I could screw up that day. So.
Well, congratulations, Sullivan. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome.
Sullivan Vandervoort, the boy who can't decide which airplane he likes. So a 13 aircraft on his 16th birthday, but he's got a lifetime to figure it all out. You're listening to EAA Radio.